absolute best.
Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, could be Wayne.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh.
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby.
Them orange britches. Something about them orange britches.
Ball hit high in the air into right field. Going back to Sayre. And Tennessee can say hello, win column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
Bruce McGrath for the win. He got it.
If you don't like college football, and you watch this one, I'm not sure what your problem is.
Reddit did to do, and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Thursday, February 29th. Happy Leap Day, or as we like to call it in this business, the day Dalton Connect should have leaped Zach Edey for National Player of the Year. Whether he does or not, that is up to the same voters that pick the Heisman, that pick every other, what has now become a meaningless award because it's a media slaw fest to decide to go. They pre-pick the Players of the Year, and then at the end of the year, they go, look, we're right. You see who we voted on? It's dumb. Don't look into it. Everyone knows who the best player in college basketball is. It's Dalton Connect. It's not that last night was like, it was the time he became it. Last night confirmed it.
Yeah, for sure. It sucks that Zach Edey was going to win, probably going to win the award.
November 1st. November 1st, he won the award. Exactly. November 1st.
As soon as he announced he was coming back to school, they're like, yep, yep, he's in.
You're right. Even before then. And listen, Zach Edey is a good player. Zach Edey does everything he needs to do to be afforded the term as a good player. He wins games for Purdue. He is a big reason why Purdue is where they've been and where they're at currently. That shot chart that they show that someone from FanRun tweeted out is everything you need to know about someone titled SEC Player of the Year. It's not like he's playing on a mid-level basketball team that's on the bubble either. Dalton Connect is not doing this with a bubble team. He's doing it with right now the best team in the SEC. And I know we're splitting it with Alabama. We won head-to-head. It's sports. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, and they're in the Big Ten where they can score 60 points and he can score half of them and they win. Tennessee doesn't have that luxury. I mean, Zach Edey's never scored 39 points this season, has he? No?
Also, Dalton Connect's done it four times. Three of those opponents are SEC opponents. The other one came in a game in November. Oh, but it was UNC, Landon. Who's what, number – what are they right now in the country? Number three?
I think they
are 17th at the time.
I think they're a little bit behind us.
They are. They were number three, like 2 weeks ago? I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Yeah. They're a really good basketball team. It is insane that this is even a conversation right now. And I'm not – sorry. That's incorrect. It should be up for debate. That's fine. Have a legitimate debate. The problem is I've not seen a well-informed debate for Zach Edey yet. That's the problem. Other than he was good last year, he's good this year, he should get it again. That's it. That's all I've heard.
Yeah. It was predetermined, like you said. So, I mean, here's the thing that we do know. Dalton Connect absolutely stamped himself to win the SEC Player of the Year, and I don't care what Bruce Pearl says because that is the dumbest response I've ever heard.
If you're a Tennessee fan that still sucks off Bruce Pearl or Lane Kiffin, for that matter, any of those clowns, give it up.
Yeah.
Give it up. What a just terror. In fact, I don't just hate that tape because I'm a Tennessee fan and I want Dalton Connect to win. If you're a coach and you say that, I just want you to know I lose so much respect for you. In fact, as someone who's voted on Players of the Year, I look at the teams that aren't as good and go, wow, that person was still able to do what they were able to do. They're probably the best player in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a terrible take in general to have.
So he, you know what it was? I voted for J.J. McCarthy to win the Heisman.
He would have. Yes. Yes, he would have.
Even though the Heisman is voted before we knew Michigan was probably the best team in the country, which.
Or for that matter, Blake Worm pick. I don't care. Here's the thing, though. It's not a real take. He's a sore loser. He's a whiny baby. You saw it there late in the game. And for all of you guys going, oh, that was a Bruce Pearl planned technical. He earns it. He gets his team fired up. Well, it did the opposite. It did the exact opposite. In fact, there was already a lot of crying. Dude, Auburn talks to the refs after every whistle. It's obnoxious. Stephen Pearl, little boy of the week, next to your little daddy, sit down. Sit down on the bench. You're an assistant coach. You're standing up way too much. Sit down.
He also, was he wearing like Vans? I thought I saw that on the bench. I was like,
if you want to get on the court, go coach with Buzz Williams at A&M. But sit down while you're at Auburn. Sit down.
Yeah.
I know you aren't used to sitting on the bench for your daddy, but do it this time.
Mm-hmm.
Do it this time. But yeah, he's a sore loser. He's a sore loser. We all knew that. But yeah, Auburn was one of probably the most obnoxious team I've watched this year as a whole. And yeah. they're really good.
They are good. They're a good basketball team. And I think that's what makes the 39 points so impressive from Dalton Connect is like he did this against probably a top 10. I know they're not ranked a top 10 team, but they are probably like when you look at how good they actually are, they probably are a top 10 team. And then he goes – I don't know if we're like getting to this point already in the show, but we already started talking about Dalton Connect, 27 points in the second half. He outscores Auburn 25-21 in the last 12 minutes. It was Tennessee had a 9-point lead at one point. There was a swing in there until that 12 minute mark where Auburn goes up 8. And Dalton Connect just flipped a switch.
And it took a minute. Full disclosure, I thought it was over. There was like a 2-minute stretch there where we would score, they would score.
Mm-hmm.
But then they wouldn't score and we couldn't claw back in it. And I was like, man, this is just tough. They play good defense. We can't find a bucket right now. Good game, you know. Clap it up, whatever. Got to go beat Alabama on Saturday. And then, yeah, Dalton Connect does Dalton Connect things.
Yeah, he just took over a basketball game. I just saw the comment. I'll say it. I bet against Tennessee last night, and guess what? I paid $25 to see them win. I will pay $25 every single game.
You have to bet from here on out. You are aware of that, right?
I'll do it. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
Also,
if the odds are good, I'm not going to – if the odds are good. I got a profit boost. It made Auburn plus 500. Two ranked teams –
yeah, that – well, Tennessee, you saw what Tennessee's done against AP opponents in the last 12 games, plus what they've done at home. Plus 500 is still absurd. Do not get me wrong. It's just crazy that – in looking at those two stats, it's not absurd to go, oh, yeah, they're going to win. Tennessee's going to win. That's not absurd.
Yeah. I mean, I fully expected Tennessee to win. I should have cashed out. That's what I'm kicking myself for. But I also had a bet where Tennessee was in a parlay and that hit too. So I ended up winning my money back. So it's cool. All right. That's smart business. Okay. I'm just good with my money, Chad. I'm going to see you in the chat trying to fry me.
So Lennon,
I am March.
It's only February. Leap day, brother. Have some respect.
Every other year.
Gregorian calendar, Landon.
Wouldn't used to.
You do have to bet that for the next. I'm talking out of my ass right here. Don't. People are going to go, Caleb, you're absurd for thinking Tennessee's going to play or win in a national championship game. Landon, you got to bet the next 12 games. $25 against Tennessee. Tennessee's got 12 games left. You heard me right. 12 games left this season. And I love the Dalton Connect retire the jersey thing. I'm not on that train yet. You got to win something here. Something.
Yeah.
You win 3, championship's outright yours. No questions asked. You win 5. That's another championship. You win 12 games, Dalton Connect, back to back to back. I will hang the banner myself before you get back to campus that night. It'll be there waiting on you. So Danny White, I know people who know people who know people who have the keys to the Food City Center. Now, that's right. I'll call it by its right name because I'll have a banner hanging up in there if Dalton Connects wins 12 games, which means you have 12$25 bets to place, my friend.
Okay. If anybody wants to contribute to this fund, that
no.
I don't have.
No, you did it. You did it. You said it. It's worth it every time. What's that? 12 times 25. Someone do the math. Joey, Dylan, someone in there. I'm too dumb. That's worth a Tennessee National Championship, and you know it.
Oh, 100%. I just don't
so
know.
So why are we?
I just don't know if I'm.
That's nothing, Landon. That's $300?
Okay, but at the end of that.
Nothing.
When we win that $300, I feel like I'm going to be like the Joe Exotic, and I'll never financially recover
okay.
from this.
Double it every time. Do that math. He doubles it every time, so he wins his money back when Tennessee loses. That's a hedge bet right there. But that's worth it. That'll be worth it.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll put 25 on every game, but I'll also bet on Tennessee to win the national championship.
No. That would have
so I'll lose all this money, but then I will get that money back from them winning it.
I don't like that strategy. I don't like that strategy. I think you double it every time. And when they exit in the round of 16, like you get your money back.
Okay. I mean, I'm in.
If whatever. You don't, so I want you to.
I'm rich. Okay.
If you double it every single time, that's a lot of money. But I think that's worth, in my opinion, that is still worth a Tennessee championship.
Okay.
I mean, in fact, if you double it every time and Tennessee wins, I'll split it with you.
All right. But if they losses with you. Okay. But if they lose, I'm out. I'm done.
If they lose, you win just what you put in the entire time. Okay, so if they lost Saturday, you win $50. Well, yeah, if they lose, yeah.
Okay. Also, I'm not betting on South Carolina on anything.
You have to. You have to.
No, they suck. They're not good. I don't care if they beat Texas A&M on the road. They're not good. Okay, we're about to show them.
So let's theoretically, Landon, you bet Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Then you go and bet Saturday. Tennessee wins back-to-back games. You're not going to bet the South Carolina game? You're not going to keep it rolling?
Probably.
Thank you. That's all we need to know.
I mean, there's just another 25 down the drain, but that's whatever. I mean, I got it.
Well, by that point, it would be 100 on South Carolina.
Okay. We gotta chill. I'm going to have to start. For all of my bowl parties that I have during the summer, I'm going to have to charge a fee. And if people are upset about it, it's.
I told you when Tennessee lost, I'd split the losses with you.
Okay. All right. That's what
I'll let you keep all the wins.
Let's get back to the game. and not talk about me losing money because it's just making me have more gray hair than I already have. So
maybe you shouldn't have taken off work today. That was dumb of you. Could earn that. You could have earned another Dalton Connect win had you put in an 8-hour a day for Berkshire Hathaway.
PTO, baby. I got paid. Yeah. Today.
So you did want to get back to Dalton Connect. If I don't talk about this, we'll forget because this is now the Dalton Connect show. Not featuring Dalton Connect. Zakai Ziegler's little hezzy at the top of the key, then kicked it out to Ganey. The kids aren't going to talk about that enough. They don't view it as an ankle breaker. He put whoever was guarding him, I don't know who it was at that time, on absolute skates. That dude ended up at above the three-point line, trying to guard him.
Yeah. And what a turnaround naked. Game from Zakai. Having four turnovers pretty early, and then just – I think that three before the half, it just kind of changed everything for him. And that switch kind of flipped on its own.
Well, and then missed – he was 50% from the free throw line until he got down into the times you had to make them, and then goes 100%.
Yeah.
Dude more than made up for his troubles early on. And I was worried – we lost the man there at the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, he was just missing some layups and turning the ball over, kind of over dribbling at times. But the guy went 3 for 3 from three. I think he was 3 for 9 from the field, but usually when he's not hitting a lot of shots, it's from the 3-point line.
Right.
So that was kind of shocking, but I do think it's a really underrated game for Zakai, the way he turned it around. And obviously the year anniversary of his torn ACL, pretty cool to see him show out, get Tennessee the momentum at halftime, and then just do his thing in the second half. Where, you know, I think Bruce, they talked about it on the game last night or on the broadcast, that Bruce Pearl is like, we want Zakai Ziegler to shoot the ball 12 to 13 times. We don't want him to get 12 or 13 assists. That's when they're at their best. And he had 9. So Tennessee was at their best when Zakai is facilitating, dishing the ball out, and getting everybody involved. It just seems like they're always open when he has the ball, when he gets that penetration. And I know Mark Sears is going to try to do the same thing that Zakai does on Saturday. But I'm liking what we got right now. Adu, I mean, that find that Adu had on he found Dalton Connect trailing the baseline. Dalton Connect dunks it. I mean, that was a fantastic play too. I think everybody's kind of finding their way. Tobe Awaka, I love him off the bench and him just playing more basketball. I know he had to play a lot because Adu was in foul trouble, but I don't really think you miss a beat with a walk on the field or on the court.
No, he's playing good basketball right now. And I think that's the bigger point to this team and why I feel it's the Dalton Connect show. And he's going to overshadow because he's that good. But this team has a lot of parts as well. A lot of parts. You have obviously Zakai, who's been one of just the more consistent guards in the country. Mm-hmm. Are there better out there? Probably all around, but not a lot better. Only a few better or just as good, I should say, facilitators of the game. The game goes through him. You have Tobe Awaka playing a lot better. Jonas Adu. I mean, poor yesterday, just foul trouble, knocked down some minutes and then also crucial minutes for him, but still plays a really good basketball game. That's another thing. That officiating was, and it, I think we ended up having less fouls than them. I'm more pissed at just the flow of the game. How can they think that's good basketball the way they called it? And it's on them. They would let it get into an all-out fist fight and then would try to rein it in with some ticky-tack bullcrap.
Yeah, how does Broom not have a single foul?
Okay, so I tweeted that. I want to know that because he at least the two guys that guard him were responsible for 8 fouls, and he doesn't get a single one. Yep. But then I watched him and that candy-ass defense he played on Dalton Connect when he went to the rim, and I'm like, all right, maybe he's just a big old pussy, and that's why. Good basketball player, pussy.
Yeah, how does
– Sorry for my language. But that was candy-ass defense. Candy-ass defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably still washing out his eye from that one dog and egg.
And I love that he looks at his teammates like, where was the help? You gave him the entire lane. There wasn't anyone in the world who could help you.
Yeah. Yeah, out there on an island. Sorry. But yeah, bring your floaties.
Embarrassing. Regardless, embarrassing. But also, soft. People are asking. Soft? Maybe.
He is a pretty great free throw shooter. He's 3 for 7. He's a good basketball player. Yeah.
He's a good basketball player. Just soft. Can't play defense on Dalton Connect, which a lot of people can't. So don't hang your hat, don't hang your head on it.
Yeah. I think that's a good basketball team. KD Johnson, I don't know how he still has eligibility, but they're probably thinking the same thing about Viscovi and Josiah. But I mean, it was another game where neither one of them really contributed that much offensively.
No. And I hate that Viscovi only had 2 points, but what a fantastic 2 points it was.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that should be an assist column for Dalton Connect, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I think Tobe is your fourth best option right now.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. You're just not getting a whole lot from those guys. Poor Estrella. He looked lost. Not really lost, but like was not prepared for the physicality.
Wouldn't it have been great for them to call that ticky-tack crap when he was in the game? Because he got mauled.
Yeah.
And that's another – like players won't learn – they – for the most part, good basketball teams, Tennessee and Auburn, will play how you officiate. They'll learn the flow of the game, learn what you're calling and not calling, and they'll play to it. Well, you would let things go and go and go for several possessions and then try to bring it back in. JP Estrella goes in and gets just, I mean, especially babyface look on him. People were calling CPS the way you let things go out on him. And it just would have been a nice time to get that foul call. I don't know how good of a free throw shooter he is. Have we even seen him at the free throw line this year? I don't know. But I would have maybe liked to see him go 0-for-1 on a 1-and-1 and then just go from there.
Yeah. I think the crazy part with the officiating is, like, these are two really good basketball teams. And we saw the ticket prices for this game. Like, people paid a lot of money to go to that game to see these teams play, not see them shoot free throw after free throw. And have stoppage after stoppage because you're blowing your whistle every single time up the court.
Absolutely.
She's awesome.
Absolutely.
I just don't know how it keeps – it just can – it's not – I don't know if it's getting worse, but it's not getting any better.
No. Also, I do think referees should be fined dollar bills, money out of their pocket. If they blow their whistle after a rebound hits the floor –
They
should be fined for that. You don't watch the play to find out what happens, to determine if he got fouled. Whatever you reason in your head, fined. Immediate, fined. Draft it from their bank account, fine.
I think Broom or whoever was literally he fell back and was getting up, and then the foul, and then the whistle was blown.
I mean, everyone, Bruce Pearl started to complain about it because he didn't know what it was. He thought it was a foul on them. He was already yelling at you.
Yeah.
That's another thing. If Bruce Pearl, honestly, if he can look at me and honestly tell me, which the guy doesn't have an honest bone in his body, but if he can honestly tell me he thought Josiah Jordan James fouled them in that play, I don't know if he knows basketball. And I think he does. He's a good coach, I think. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't even close. And he probably had the best angle in the gym.
Yeah. Dog Connect was unreal. Man, I know people are already saying, like, he's probably one of the best basketball players we've ever seen at Tennessee. And it's probably
to be fair, we can go back. I think it was November, maybe early December. I did say, and I still stand on this because I didn't get to see Allen Houston, Bernard King, but I still stand on he is the most dynamic offensive player in Tennessee history. You cannot say they're better.
No.
In terms of being
he's up there in the conversation. If you want to argue about it, fine, but he's got to be in that conversation.
I don't think it's arguable, though, most dynamic offensive player. I really don't. Best player, sure, we can argue that.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what.
No one can score on the floor, everywhere on the floor like he could, or he can.
And he just does it with ease. And it doesn't seem – like we've seen with transfers, and we heard a lot of good things about Dalton Connect going into the season, and it was always just like, you know, Tyreek Key, he was good too. James Daniel, you know, we've had these. It's never worked out where it's a guy comes in from a smaller school and sets the world on fire. We've never seen anything like this before.
This isn't a guy from a tournament team that transferred in.
Yeah, because I think the pressure gets to you a little bit, but it doesn't. I think it actually makes him better.
Yeah, I think he does thrive in the moment. We've seen a lot of crucial big plays from him, but also just the staring down deep threes, down six, down four, and then possessions where you're only up two.
Mm-hmm.
Up three, and he's just not a thought in his head. He's just playing. He's just blackout. He sees nothing else. It's incredible. Yes. It is so much fun to watch. Last night, you could hear it on TV. I'm sure it was even louder in the gym. Just every time he touched the ball, just like a buzz in the arena. You could see people start standing up. It was electric.
Well, like when he's in that zone, I mean, I was talking with Deuce today about it, and he was like, if he shot from the half court line, if he pulled up from half court in that zone, I don't think anybody's like, why would you shoot that?
I don't think anyone had that thought when he airballed it. Yeah. I don't think anyone did.
I think everybody thinks he's going in.
Yeah. I think all the Auburn players did.
Yeah.
The only person I think didn't think it was going in was Vescovi. He's like, I've seen that one come off my hand a million times. Sorry, Vescovi. That was mean. I apologize. It was a great point by you. Great rebound. Great point. We needed it. It was crucial. Mm-hmm. I just had to throw that one in there.
Yeah. But pretty unreal what he was able to do in that final 12 minutes. I mean, 25 points in the last 12 minutes. Like you said, blackout. And I think if we filled up Neyland Stadium and we had a court out there, I think he would score 60 points. I think the bigger the moment, the more points he's willing to go, just go get.
Good news, Final Four is played in a football stadium. So
fill that bitch up.
It won't be the first time you heard that one. Yeah, and I mean, again, I do want to reiterate, as much as Tennessee was last night.
Is the Final Four in Detroit?
I don't know where it's at this year. Look that up. It's not Houston, because I think that was last year. It's not Phoenix, is it?
Okay, I think it is Phoenix.
Okay, I was about to say, I think Phoenix sounds right in my head.
Arizona State.
They're playing it at Arizona State?
Yeah, that's where the Final Four is at.
So they're not playing a football stadium this year. Okay.
Fill it up. I don't know. What is the I'm going to look up the capacity for Arizona State.
Not big. That's why I'm shocked. I just, as much as it is going to continue to be, it has been the Dalton Connect show. Tennessee's just as a team playing really good basketball, playing, and I think that just goes to the credit of Auburn, who gets 84 points last night. Credit to Tennessee too, against a very good defensive team, 92 points. But Tennessee's playing really good defensively right now. Last night was tough with foul trouble, a lot of strange lineups, a lot of new faces at times, but continue to be really consistent. And your defense is going to keep you in ball games.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I don't want to need Dalton Connect to go off for 25 and 12 every night, but he can do it. So just keep it in range. Keep it in range till Dalton Connect decides that it's his time.
Yeah, what a turnaround from last year's game in Knoxville, where it was like, what, 46 to 43, something like that. I mean, we almost had that at halftime. But that, I mean, a lot of that is because of Dalton Connect, where Tennessee is able to, and I think Zakai helps that a lot too. Jonas taking a step, but this team would definitely look a lot different without the scoring outputs of Dalton Connect.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I did see where some girl, I think she's a reporter of some sort, she tweeted that Tennessee would have lost 80-something to 50-something if Dalton Connect wasn't on Tennessee's roster. I mean, I guess.
That was going to be my stupidity. I clicked on the tweet. She, in like the second reply, said that she was joking. Not a lot of people got it, so I refrained. I feel like that has to be a joke.
Yeah.
Surely you don't just think that, okay, I like to say it, last night, Auburn probably beats Tennessee without Dalton Connect. Funny thing about sports, Tennessee does have Dalton Connect. Tennessee did beat Auburn with Dalton, so it doesn't matter. But surely no one rationally thinks that's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, name another person in the country besides maybe Zach Edey that another team tries to triple team. There's not one.
Well, also, what was going on with that flagrant they were looking at? Nothing flagrant happened except for what's-his-name tackling Dalton Connect.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he did it the entire possession, by the way, and well, not a single whistle.
Like, said elbow, and I'm like, where is
zero? Where's zero elbows on that play? Yeah, elbows were thrown on that play. It was wild. Also, shout out to Tennessee basketball media dropping the NBA Jam Dalton Connect highlight.
No, that was pretty sick.
Good tweet's gonna good tweet. That's how it goes.
I wonder how long it took them to do that. It's a pretty long while.
Well, not 24 hours.
No. But I want to be like, somebody had the idea like last night and they've been working on it for probably 12 hours probably.
Yeah, well.
Worth it.
Very, very much so. Tennessee, I don't know what else you have for this Auburn game other than Bruce and his little boy or little boys. The Tennessee takes on Alabama. Obviously, there's still two games to officially shake it out because Alabama did win last night. But kind of as it stands right now, this game will decide the regular season title.
Yeah, so I mean, if you go beat Alabama, you have room to lose one, and you could technically, you'd probably, if Alabama won out after that, then you would share the title, correct? Because you don't do tiebreakers, which is insane that if we beat Alabama twice, we wouldn't have the tiebreaker, but.
I believe that is correct, yeah.
So, yeah, go take care of business on Saturday. This is a big one. And then, you know, win one more and you at least got a piece of it. And I'm going to claim that one as outright because.
I claim 18 as outright and we lost Auburn.
If you beat a team twice, I mean, come on, let's make an exception. Yeah.
No, absolutely. In terms of impressiveness, I don't disagree that getting the regular season is most important. And then when you look at, I mean, a few extra days in March of rest isn't going to kill you. I really would like to win. I'll put this out there. I would like to win all championships available. To me, none more important than the other, except for the last one. But the way it's kind of shaking out, Alabama being the team you've got to beat for it, I would really like to win this one.
Agreed. Yeah. Let's, Mark Sears had 26, I think, last night against Ole Miss. So, I mean, he pretty much stamped the winning of the SEC Player of the Year. But let's just put a little sprinkles on top with Dalton Connect. Make Bruce Pearl regret him saying that stupid comment after the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's such an absurd take. Anyways,
yeah.
Because that's also expecting. Yeah,
so he was right. He didn't have to like say whatever else was after it about Alabama. Tennessee is the best team. Dalton Connect wins SEC Player of the Year.
Yeah, we've talked about how crucial these next four games are. This one, it really is. The next one's the most crucial because to win it, especially outright, which would be even more fun, you have to win every single one. Mm-hmm. Like that has to be your mentality. We talked about it. You get to kind of, in your mind, you should be playing an NCAA tournament game every single night.
Yep.
And you have a chance to win it. You have a championship. You have a chance to win a championship. Go win a championship. And fans will still pitch fits, second round Rick, whatever you want to call them. But go win a championship. Who gives a rat's ass what Cody in section 313 thinks he's sitting down anyways during the game? So who cares? Go win a championship.
Yeah. Just another game that Tennessee got up for. We mentioned that on the last show about it just seems like throughout the entire year, Tennessee has been up for every big game possible.
Yeah.
You got another one on Saturday, so let's take care of business.
And it's going to be a nasty environment. It won't be as loud as Rupp just because Rupp's bigger, but it'll be every bit as nasty as Rupp. This is I know Alabama's thinking about it in the same way. You win this one, you almost guarantee yourself a title, a regular season title. So it'll be a championship environment. Go drop 103 on them. Why not?
Yeah. You already beat them by 20 this year. Well, let's kind of do the same thing. They don't have any good bigs. I think that's a huge thing for Tennessee where, hey, if you go Adu Awaka, you should be able to dominate the paint.
Yeah.
Dominate the paint. I mean, you're going to have to guard the perimeter. They're going to try to live by the three, die by the three. You know, you just got to do the best you can defending the perimeter. And if you do that, you win this game pretty easily, I think.
If Alabama loses by 20 again this year, I think they should give the award to Mark Sears out of pity.
Fun fact, Estrada for Alabama had a triple double.
Oh, wow. Rather
not. Yeah.
Against Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Wow. They struggled for a minute, too, and they broke away and had no problems. But it was looking promising there for a minute. I would like to see Alabama lose. They don't have much of a schedule left. Florida's been – well, Florida ended up taking care of business against Missouri. But, again, looked like trouble there for a while. It's got to be hard to get up for an 0-14 team. I'll give Florida that benefit.
Yeah, we did the same.
Yeah. Some are saying Eli Drinkwitz has a lot to do with this basketball season. People are saying it.
I mean, him trying to crap talk when that team hasn't won a single conference game is hilarious to me. It's very on par for Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah.
And but I will say this. He is consistent. He will do that when they're 0-1 whatever in conference play, but he'll do it if they're 13-0 in conference play too. So he is consistent. He'll do the same regardless.
I just don't get, though, how you can do that and after you dropped a line like we stand on business.
Yeah. Yep, that's going to live forever. You're going to have to play Tennessee again. God, when he comes to Knoxville again.
In like 13 years. He won't even be there.
Yeah, probably not.
And there's no Saban rehab school to go to anymore. Saban, if Saban was the kind of businessman I see him to be because he's made a lot of money, he should open up an actual rehab facility, but it's for fired coaches. And like what, Sarasota, Florida? I don't know.
I was thinking like a retirement coaching resort. Like that's where they go, like after they.
That's where Jimbo Fisher wipes his tears with his
$100 bills. That's where they go spend their buyout money.
Yeah, and he gets like Jameis Winston's house has a or Jimbo Fisher's house has like a Jameis Winston guest room. Butch Jones would have a Josh Dobbs guest room, things like that.
Yeah. Speaking of buyout, Jim Chaney going to Georgia State. Just poetry, right? It's unreal.
Yeah. I haven't thought about Jim Chaney in a while. The only time I really think about him now is when I see just an absurdly large t-shirt. And I think only Jim Chaney could wear that. It's like a 5X.
Yeah. Yeah, he ate good here for sure.
I wonder what he was sporting by the end of his Tennessee career. Because, I always thought of him as large. But when he was here with Derek Dooley, he really wasn't that big comparatively to when he was here with Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah.
He, by the time he got done at Tennessee, he looked like a caricature of a billionaire.
Yeah. He's, even if he wasn't a guy in the booth, he had to be a guy in the booth.
I mean, he's lucky he can be in a booth at Georgia State. There's no way those elevators are rated for that size. He's lucky Tennessee had money. They probably had to get him redone. Those chains were hanging on for dear life.
They have to have a crane to put him up in the box.
Well, that's going
to
take 6-7 months. So
they're probably not at Georgia State, but only here. Yeah, just great irony in him going to Georgia State after losing to them.
Yeah.
Appreciate him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't have done it
without No,
we wouldn't be here without Jim Chaney.
That's true, I guess. I feel like that could have been done without him. No problem.
Yeah, maybe. But he was.
But it wasn't done without him, I guess. So,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's the reason why they can't put cookies and cookie cake in the hotel rooms anymore.
We need a story that a recruit didn't commit because there was like a bite taken out of his cookie cake or something.
It's like, dude, y'all have Santa Claus raiding the hotel rooms before we get in here.
I'm sorry, Jim. You don't deserve this. But you're going to get
taking strays.
Yeah. So these field and court stormings.
Yeah. Did you see the Kyle Filipowski thing? I mean, obviously you saw like him. Yeah, him kind of trolling Wake Forest.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do in a hospital bed when you're dying? I mean, there's nothing else to do but tweet.
You could coach a football game. You freeze it.
Yeah, you could. Jay Billis. Jay Billis is a baby back. I mean, he is such a cuck for Duke. It's truthfully embarrassing.
Yeah.
That anytime Duke gets bullied, he feels like he has to go on ESPN and, well, this team just played dirty. This team, they're storming the court, arrest them all. I mean, can he look himself in the mirror at night? Truthfully one of the most embarrassing things I've seen a public figure do.
I would love to see. I don't know when it was, but I'm sure there's a clip out there of him when Duke stormed the court for some reason against somebody.
I don't think they've stormed the court is what people were saying. They stormed the field against whoever they beat.
Yeah, was it Notre Dame? No, Notre Dame beat them.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I also don't care because it's Duke football.
Yeah, I just want to – like if the roles were reversed and Duke – storm the court on Wake Forest. I mean, it would be a total different conversation from him.
Oh, I mean, not a chance he says a word about it. He probably loves it. He eats it up.
Yeah. He's like, this is what college basketball is all about.
I mean, listen, Urosh played like a prick against Duke. But the gall on that man to have some of the dirtiest college basketball players of all time to come through the school he is defending, and he has the gall to call Urosh dirty, which, okay, fair, Rick Barnes dirty, and in turn the Tennessee basketball program dirty, is hilarious. It's hilarious. And how embarrassing it is that none of his colleagues called him out on it. No one. That's the most embarrassing part, probably.
Well, he would get him fired. He feels like he's untouchable, and nothing that he says can be, you know, taken against him. Like,
I mean,
nobody can have a word against him.
He's probably the reason that the United States is involved in Ukraine. He probably called Joe Biden. He's like, that kid from Eastern Europe. And Joe Biden's like, I know an Eastern European country that we could get involved with. And Jay Billis didn't even know where he was from. So he's like, yeah, go ahead. So yeah, he does have a lot of power. You're right.
Yeah, if somebody said like, oh, you're wrong in the middle of let's say at halftime, you'll get a Jimmy Brumbaugh scenario where that guy's fired at halftime. If he says anything,
honestly,
to Jay Billis, honestly, we should.
If you're fired by ESPN because you're, that'd be fun. If you're fired by ESPN because you're bullied by Jay Billis, this will become your show. You can have this show. You have to stand up to him though, and then this is yours.
Yeah.
No, it's – I know it, – it's just hilarious that the two things he's grandstanded about the last 2 years have been two of the worst opinions in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He has overshadowed Jay Williams going on about Caitlin Clark not being the best player.
Yeah. I
mean, which is hilarious because that was the worst take of all time.
Uh-huh.
And then do you think he thought it out, or do you think he came up with that on the moment in his head? He sounded good when he said, you should just hold him there and cite all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Number one, who the hell is going to do that? Number two, what do you get at? Like, how would you do that? How in the world would you keep – you couldn't keep them off the court, but you're going to keep them on the court and cite every one of them? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it sounds really dumb for a lot of reasons. Yeah. Also, kind of sounds like Jay Billis is for government overreach to me. So, questionable. I think we need to do something about that as a country. A lot of government overreach, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He wants the police more funded.
Yeah.
He probably loves when they come out and they're like little makeshift tanks. He's like, oh, yeah, they're going to a college basketball court near me right now.
I would just love to see his takes on some of the court stormings before this one.
Well, yeah, I know, right? Same thing with Greg Sankey when you know he was appalled that Tennessee rushed Alabama. I thought I'd go viral for it. Somebody will one day. They'll see it and do it. But in a video talking about how awesome the SEC is, he talks about how field stormings are such a just unique part of the sport and how much he likes it and enjoys it. Same thing with Nick Saban has that article. But yeah, it's hilarious. But it's such a Duke take. It's so everything that last Saturday encapsulates why people just have this disdain for Duke. You have Kyle Filipowski acting like there were war crimes committed on the court. And listen, I think that guy was going to shove him before he, because all that happened too fast for that guy to react. So that kid's a prick. That period end of story. The kid's a prick. Storm the court. Don't bother the other team. You're celebrating a victory. Let him be. But Kyle Filipowski shoved that kid and tried to trip him. And may or may not have gotten injured in the process. He didn't get as injured as he's pretended to be.
He played last night. He played 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he didn't expect that kid to be a wrecking ball. And yeah, he probably got a little shell shock. But he initiated the contact.
Yeah. I just don't understand how you're going to cry that much and then play, 3 days later?
Oh, I mean, they acted like he'd be out the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah.
He was...
I understand, a little bit of an uproar if a kid is seriously injured. I don't think that should happen, but where was this energy when Burton hit a freaking co-ed?
Yeah, where were we at then, Jay Billis? I mean, the thing is he could have.
Yeah,
he could have avoided that specific situation. Now, would he have maybe gotten banged up regardless? We don't know because he initiated the contact. Mm-hmm. That's the fans shouldn't touch players. Players shouldn't touch fans. It's that simple. Wake Forest probably shouldn't have been on the court. No, not probably. They shouldn't have been on the court with 0.7 seconds left. Let it hit the buzzer. Let them get off. And yes, I agree with the take of every school should have a better plan for getting the opposing team to the locker room. I 100% agree with that. 1,000% agree with that. But to put this on Wake Forest, their school, their student section is just absurdly dumb.
Yeah.
Absurdly dumb. Jay Billis is a whiny baby. He is everything that the general population hates about Duke. Everything. Congratulations. You went to Duke. No one likes you. I hope you like that.
Yeah.
You're a prick.
I mean, wasn't Jay Billis defending Grayson Allen too?
I'm sure he was.
I mean, he should have no more takes on, no one should be able to post him on any social media, any broadcast of him talking about Duke basketball in any capacity.
Oh, he would quit if he went on to talk about Duke.
He would
quit.
All right, let's get to something else. I don't really have a whole lot else about
last
that
thing here. Court stormings rock, field stormings rock. Keep them in college sports. College sports are unique. If you try to take it, we will storm every court. You have heard our opposition. You act accordingly.
Yeah. I mean, it's what makes – I mean, you can't have, no more field or court stormings and then have a college football hype video tweeted out by ESPN with Tennessee fans storming the field. I mean, let's not contradict ourselves here. Let's enjoy it. If you're going to enjoy it, enjoy it. Don't try to make a segment out of it on your, whatever your I don't even know what his show is. Whatever it is. Yeah. First Take, one of those shows, just because it's a thing that happened. It sucks that a kid almost got hurt, but he can't act like that and then play 3 days later and play 30 minutes after he twisted his ankle. I mean, if it was that bad and he played 30 minutes, maybe we should look into Duke and see what they're giving these athletes.
Oh, yeah. He did heal from that awfully quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, Jonathan, I did proposed the idea to storm the court after we beat Texas A&M just because Buzz Williams gets to be on the court all the time. I think fans should be as well.
Could you imagine a storm in the field on a Thursday night?
I will go January 6th all up on Neyland next year if I need to. I mean, the Capitol will look like just nothing compared to what I will do to Neyland if the NCAA keeps this up. If you allow Jay Billis to indoctrinate our children, I will come for you, ESPN. Bristol, Connecticut, look out.
Yeah, even though I don't know where you
none of those on that. None of those words mean nothing, by the way, FBI. I will not do that, just to be abundantly clear.
But you will storm the field if we beat
I'll storm the
UTC.
Field. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Also, if everybody else does it, I'd probably do it too.
Quick pet peeve. Can we quit calling fully clothed people who run onto the field streakers? That's not what streaking is. If you want to be a streaker, the only way you're getting that title from me is you go butt naked onto that field, and I will call you a streaker. Otherwise, you're just a clown running on the field.
Yeah, a little solo stormer.
Bring back streakers. Bring those back. I'm not asking for them every game, but, you know, one. Like, where's the guy that took the ball from Brett Favre? That might have been the guy that dressed as a ref. That's funny, though. I won't call him a streaker, but that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, Caleb's really wanting these middle-aged men to start streaking more fields.
Do you think they were middle-aged? I don't know how old they were. I didn't look real hard, so.
I don't know.
I just can't imagine middle-aged was the
I feel like the biggest the one that I saw was I saw a female do it, and it was like the biggest news story of that time because a female did it.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I respect that.
Yeah. But usually it's not like somebody you'd want to see on the field.
Well, see,
that's what makes it funny.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing funnier than a fat guy naked. But no. Look up Wild Bill, Utah State student section. He's not naked, but tarps off and it's fun. Yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah. And running. Fat people running funny.
All right, let's get into baseball. This has gone off the rails. I'm not mad about it. It's classic. Before we get into baseball, I'm gonna tell you guys about something that I've desperately needed in my life, and I'm so thankful I have it now because mornings. I don't know about you all. Mornings get people say waking up early gets easier. It doesn't. It's a lie. The only thing that makes it easier is grade A grounds. And like I've told you all, and I'm still on it. I don't know when I'll get away from it. The B is for blueberry. Just hits in the morning. Little secret: if you like caramel creamer. Caramel and blueberry, you know where I'm going with this. But Grade A grounds, some of the best coffee, if not the best. I'll let you decide. It's the best for me. They're a local coffee roasting company in Kingsport, Tennessee. They're owned and operated by two educators, both in the Johnson City area. With this coffee, they want to support students and their community. I love it. Their main goal as a company is to give back in the area. By doing that, they donate 5% of all sales to a nonprofit organization called Coalition for Kids in the Tri-Cities area. That money will go directly towards keeping a classroom at Coalition for Kids stocked with the necessary supplies needed for students. There's a win-win scenario here. You get great coffee. These teachers and students have a fully supplied classroom. Win-win. Win, as Michael Scott would say. Another goal of ours is to allow the students opportunity to display their artistic talents. All of their labels for their coffee bags are created by students. It'll list their first name and school to give them recognition. All those beautiful artwork labels that you see are done by partnering with schools and art teachers directly to have those students created around a specific theme. Some great labels, some great art. We're excited to be partners with Grade A Grounds. Guys, go check them out online right now. They're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. There you will go to their webpage and you can purchase right now with promo code GOVOLS. Go ahead, get on that. We appreciate it. Grade A Grounds appreciates it. And it's for the kids. The kids appreciate it.
Yep. Go Vols.
What's that from? It's for the kids.
I don't know.
If you hate children, you won't purchase this coffee. If you do not hate children, you will. So which category are you in? Because you have to choose.
Mm-hmm. Line has been drawn.
I'm watching. I'm keeping names. We're going to update. I'm going to start updating my chalkboard here with names of people who hate kids.
Like Billy Madison, he has a list of people to kill.
Yeah. Well, not Billy Madison. He doesn't have a list of people to kill. Don't sour his good name.
Well, that was the movie.
You're right. You're right. I just want to make sure that Billy Madison never wanted to kill people. No. As far as we know.
Yeah, as far as we know.
Except maybe that stupid penguin.
baseball. Yeah, Tennessee gets the win in the midweek over High Point. 7-4. That was some crappy weather. Tennessee did get a couple home runs from Billy Amick, and Kavaris Tears continues to be on a tear. Robin Villeneuve had a couple hits in that game as well, had three RBIs. Kavaris Tears goes for 3-for-3. Also a big guy in this game, Nate Snead, out of the pen. Got the save, had 5 strikeouts and 2 1/3 innings, and just looked really dominant. I know Tennessee had some issues with the umpire officiating, shocker. But whatever, you deal with it. You overcame it. Tennessee ended up with 9 walks. Probably shouldn't have gotten 9 walks. Again, officiating, but whatever. Tennessee gets the win over High Point in the midweek. Moves on to Bowling Green this weekend, and Bowling Green, I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing like a whole tour of Tennessee. They played MTSU, and they played Memphis, and now they're playing Tennessee. They are
anything to keep from going back to Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. Which it didn't really make sense the way that you would think they would probably start with Memphis or Tennessee and then go across the state, not go straight down to MTSU and then have to go to Memphis and then all the way back to Tennessee. Whatever. They are 2-4 on the season.
I do think Bowling Green's located in Ohio, just for all you geography nerds.
Oh, is it?
I think there. Sorry, I know there is a Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm almost positive. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is in Ohio now that I.
It is. It's almost like the opposite side of Ohio from Kentucky. I just wanted to put that out there.
They drive through Kentucky to get.
I'm well aware of where a MAC school is at. Okay.
Yeah.
Ball State, Indiana. Next, I know where they're at. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, Bowling Green, again, 2-4 on the season so far. They beat Memphis once, beat MTSU once. Not very good. Gave up a lot of runs. They have scored quite a bit of runs. Hit a couple. I think they have 10 home runs so far on the season. So in 6 games, pretty decent. So, I mean, they got some power.
Do they consider playing Vanderbilt if they want to win a game?
Maybe. Or Michigan or Georgia. Who else has lost? Florida lost to Stetson in the midweek.
Mississippi State lost to. They lose to.
I don't know. I think Georgia lost like 19-6 or something like that.
Love to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Big weekend. Another weekend in Lindsey Nelson. And it doesn't look like A.J. Russell is set to pitch on Friday night. It looks like it's going to be A.J. Causey, so another part of that A.J. show. And we'll see kind of what Tennessee does on Sunday. Looks like Drew Beam's going to go on Saturday still. And we'll see who comes out of the bullpen first, since A.J. Causey is going to start for the Vols on Friday night. One thing that I'm looking for is, like, this lineup continuing to – mold itself. Like, you're seeing guys kind of take positions by the horns. Dean Curley, is he back? He didn't play the midweek game after going down with he got hit by a pitch in the head on Sunday's game against Albany. So we'll see if he's able to give it a go this weekend, get back in that shortstop position. Who's in the outfield? I know Hunter Ensley has dealt with, you know, kind of been a little bit of a slump at the plate. Do they try to go, you know, Villeneuve, Bargo, Dryling, Tears all in that outfield and somebody DH, or kind of what they do in the outfield? I mean, I think your infield's pretty set, but yeah, we'll see what they do at those positions.
Yeah. What's the weather look like this weekend?
Doesn't look good tomorrow. I know they're kind of talking about maybe doing a doubleheader on Saturday.
Okay, kind of into that. I love a good doubleheader.
Yeah.
Just talking about, like, there's no other sport you can play a doubleheader, a true doubleheader. Obviously, you can play back-to-back any game, but
yeah.
So that's one thing I really like about baseball. You're telling me we get to watch another game?
Yeah. And Sunday looks pretty nice for the most part, I think. Saturday's kind of looks like it might rain some, but kind of overcast. But
at doubleheaders, do you eat two things of nachos?
Yeah, you kind of have to. Yeah.
Okay.
Sacrifice. Somebody's got to do it.
Even when you're dieting?
Yeah, you just work out more. It's really tough. But somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I wish I could take some of that weight off your shoulders, but, you know, trying to watch my figure, I'd hate to do that.
So. I kind of go, like, easy. Like, I have, an easy nacho, not, like, a full fill my plate up with chips and cheese. I just go, like, a little handful of chips, cheese, nachos. Like, I don't doubleheader, like, go a little easy on it. Now, a regular game, yeah, you go full nachos. But if you're doing two, yeah, go easy.
Okay. Now you guys know now you know what to do on Saturday if there is a doubleheader.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to get stopped though. That's too much cheese.
Have you considered like doing a nacho brand? I feel like that would work.
I'm in. Is there any kind of cheese out, like a local cheese company maybe we could get?
Cruz Farms. They do dairy. That should work.
Okay. They make cheese?
I think they could pretty easily. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's pretty hand in hand, dairy and cheese, I think. If my math's correct. Yeah.
What do you put in cheese to make it cheese? After like
cheese.
The milk, I guess.
You got, brother. You got me. I don't know how it's made, but it tastes good.
It's great. It's fantastic. I mean,
here's my issue as a fat man. I don't know what's in a lot of the foods I eat, but they're good.
Yeah. That's the thing. People like track like what they eat and stuff. I'm like, dude, that is so exhausting.
There's sometimes I don't even know exactly what I'm eating. You know, like Thanksgiving plate, how you're just kind of like, ended up in that gravy exactly? Yeah. I don't know, but it's good.
I got a little hole in the plate I need to fill. Let's fill it up with something else.
What's left?
Yeah. Also, another big bat to get going. Cannon Peebles had a couple hits in the midweek game. Kind of slow start for him, but he did throw somebody out. So, dude's got a little hose, cannon, if you will,
Yeah. Yeah. Kawaris Tears, I know you kind of mentioned him. He's really good at baseball, isn't he?
Dude, he's a freak.
Is that, you think it's a hot take? I don't know yet.
Some are saying. Yeah, dude, he's a freak. I'm not sure what he looks like in terms of like draft prospect, but he's got a cannon.
Well, just from looks, I think he looks like
he looks draft pick. Yeah, he looks like a Mike Trout at the plate, left-handed, athletic, can make plays in the outfield. Again, has an arm on him. I don't know what else you need. Guy's hitting like 500 right now. Freak.
Which is hilarious that Tennessee, I feel like the last few years, has had a guy that goes through these early slate of games that is just batting ridiculous. But there's always like at least one, two every year.
Dude, his legs and those pants, like what?
God. All right. Well, next up.
He just chiseled.
You sound like, I'm going to be honest, it sounded like a high school girl talking about her boyfriend right there. Just going to level.
If you don't look good in baseball pants as a baseball player, you're probably not a good baseball player.
What are your thoughts on the knee highs, the rolled ups?
I think that might mask a lot.
Of?
I need to see some calf muscle. you have big calves, you're probably able to drop tanks.
So you can see those in when you're wearing the stirrups where you can see them, right?
It's, yeah, but it's like more like socks, I guess. Maybe I'm
you don't like the look?
I'm not a fan. I never did it.
I feel like it looks great in a Yankee uniform, though. I feel like that is a good looking Yankee uniform.
Yeah, some people can pull it off and it looks good. I couldn't pull it off. I didn't have enough like meat on my bones to like keep my pants up.
That seems fair. So. I think hot take, super hot take. I think pinstripes down to the ankles looks weird. I think kind of like how they can't have a beard, they shouldn't be allowed to wear long pants.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, whatever Aaron Judge is doing, just do that.
I think he does wear capris. That would piss a lot of baseball people off if you started calling them capris. That's what they are.
Three-quarter pants?
They're three-quarter pants, John.
Be excited to be back in Lindsey Nelson this weekend. Let's just go for another sweep. Spring cleaning crew. It's fun. I mean, like, this show, I can't imagine, like, going back to what we did a couple years ago where we just talked about us losing every show. It was awful.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what we talk about if we won all the time. It's kind of fun to complain, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a lot to discuss, for sure. Any stupidities? Joey, you're welcome to get in here, too, if you got some.
I did have that one, but again, I read her comment. I feel like this is going to be a fail, but I need to just share this. I don't know if y'all saw this national anthem. I can't remember what game it was.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She has to be like 12.
She's like 7.
Yeah. Well,
she sucks, yeah. But she's like 7.
Was it like a big game? I mean, that's definitely like some D3 basketball stuff.
I think it was an NBA game. And my favorite part is they're showing the players, thankfully not close-ups. And it kind of looks like if you watch soccer, international soccer, they get emotional. You know, you're playing for your nation.
Yeah.
Especially it feels like very South American to get emotional during that. From far away, it looks like they're all getting emotional during the national anthem. I think they're just losing it at how atrocious this is. Like, there's one guy just like this. He has to be laughing his ass off. I mean,
yeah.
How could you not?
Poor girl. I don't think she would be a terrible singer if she just sang the song normally.
Yeah, she was trying to get a little octave there. A little pitchy.
I don't.
Yeah, we didn't need all that. I mean, she is 7. I think we have to cut her a little bit of slack.
I think she's older than 7. I'm sorry. But No way she's older than 10.
Yeah, just work on it. Maybe come back next year. Or just drop singing.
Joey, the hat looks good.
It does look
good, dude. I've been rocking it. I'm notorious for getting my white hats dirty, so I've been trying to wear this like strictly when I know it won't get dirty. And I golf today, so that's probably the worst time to wear it. But
well, where'd you play?
Bagazu.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I'm talking about me being rich. Look at this man.
No, my brother took me out. It's a business expense. We write it off. It was a business meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, if you ever need any other business associates to go with, you just let me know.
We'll do a potential sponsor meeting. We'll do a
there you go.
We'll talk to iron out the details. It's funny enough, actually, I guess it could be a stupidity. So I was on the range warming up before. I think it was like 168 was the flag number. I dunked it on the range, which I feel like 160. Like I feel like I just used up any chance I had at a hole-in-one like there.
Yeah. And
so I think it's probably another 10 years before I even set another.
I was about to say 10 years. Yeah. I think you reset the clock for sure.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Which it really sucks. Cause I mean, it went straight in. It was
awesome. It still had to be a cool feeling.
Oh, it was awesome. And then I look around and obviously nobody's up there and I'm like, all right, this is awesome. not a soul will ever believe me when I say this. There's no video. There's nothing. So I'm just going to die. I'm not going to bring it back up.
Last time I played there, I had the opposite experience. I was playing in a tournament and got the shanks on the range.
Oh,
and you know, you just try to work through it. You just keep hitting balls and it's same result. I actually played really well that day. Shocking.
Very shocking. Yeah.
It's a tough course. It'll beat you up. I actually played okay, but
I'm going to be honest. I kind of don't like the layout of it. I feel like it makes some holes more challenging than they should be.
Yeah. It's one of those courses that you have to just like take your medicine and know that like you're not, there's a lot of holes you're not hitting driver and that you just need to don't be stupid and try to think you're the shit when you're there's just hit a four iron, dude. Just get off the tee.
Yeah. All right. So you're a smart golfer and I'm not. That's fair.
Oh, no, I'm still an idiot. I still go driver. Like when I'm saying what you should do. I'm not saying I did it.
Fair.
I mean, I know the difference. I'm not any better than anybody else. I'm still an idiot. I still go driver when four iron.
You got to let the big dog eat.
What am I supposed to do? Just not pull the driver out?
Yeah. I think that's probably the hardest thing to do, like, in every, like, quitting drugs, sure, tough. Quitting alcohol, sure, tough. Not getting a driver out for a whole round.
You'll get the itches, dude. You'll start scratching and shaking. And
oh, dude. Tweaking. Yeah.
Especially when you're hitting it. I mean, I know my performance. Okay. What was that? Sunday? Sunday doesn't count.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to hit the driver well. That new stiff shaft, it actually is working out very well. I'm not going to not pull it out. Like, I mean, I was
working. Yeah. Well, you just got a new driver. You got to pull it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to. You know, I haven't touched my three-wood hybrid. Actually, I hit my three-wood today and went right back in the bag. I'm going to keep it in there. Maybe a couple more months.
Listen, it's not the driver. It's nothing personally against you. It's just you don't have that dog connect gene. You can't stay at Cool Beans till 2 a.m. and then go out and play the game of your life. That's only reserved for a few people in the world. And none of us here are that person.
No. No, you can ask Landon. Sunday was struggling
for first few balls. Yeah, he was.
You were still
he was struggling.
I went over to put the tee in the ground. I was like, whoa.
Okay. My next stupidity, if we're still on.
I don't know where we're at, but yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay. So draft prospect, Tyler Owens out of Texas Tech, defensive back, said in his interview today that he does not believe in space.
Okay.
Like the thing in the sky?
Yeah. He said there's like nothing outside of the atmosphere. There's nothing.
Okay. Is that worse than a flat earther?
I think it is.
I mean,
I think that's part of flat. It's got to be part of flat earth, right? But probably that thought alone. Yeah. I think that's probably worse.
Does he just think we're in the Truman Show and there's just like a box in the sky as a door that you can walk out of?
I guess he thinks we're just like some experiment that.
Even then, I mean,
you guys ever have that thought?
Oh, all the time.
When you're doing something either like embarrassing or maybe just in the shower, you're like, what if there's like millions of people watching me on primetime television right now?
I don't think like that. I mean, could be in a video game right now.
I'm insinuating. I think you guys are kind of in on it. And this is a big prank at me. There's little 7-year-old kids at home watching it with their parents just laughing at me. He has no idea. I'm on to you, Lucy.
Landon's figuring it out. We're going to have to talk to the big
redirect. Big
We're going to have to get that pin from what's that movie where they do that and erase the memory.
Fun fact, I've never seen that movie.
Really? That guy's going to be – I mean, I don't know if he took classes, but someone should probably tell him that we've actually been in space.
Yeah, I mean
– maybe we haven't. Maybe he's right.
That did not go to Texas Tech to play school. For sure.
That is proof that education does not mean intelligence. Because he at some point stepped inside of a classroom at a higher learning facility and still believes that.
I mean, he had to get tested on space at some point.
Oh yeah. Ninth grade
in his academic career. And he was just like, nope.
Yeah, space. Just shut everything down.
Do you think
there's not. The sun doesn't exist.
Do you think Buzz Aldrin punching people in the face anytime they say he didn't go to the moon is proof they didn't or proof they did? Because I lean towards they did. Because would you punch people in the face for a lie? I don't know if you'd punch just outright punch them in the face.
I don't care if I'm lying or not. If you get in my face with a camera or whatever it was they were trying to like get, I mean, I'll rock you right there. I don't care. But okay. Yeah, I think it backs it up that like this, like he's so pissed off about it, like. If it's a lie, it's been doing well so far. I don't think one reporter getting in your face is going to angst you up enough and really sell the bit. I think it's just a little bit of a, like, just shut up.
I don't think it's talked about enough when you're learning about the moon landing and space exploration and all that. I don't think it is drilled into the youth's heads enough how incredibly difficult it is to get to the moon.
Yeah.
Because every part of their proof of why haven't we gone back is, or they're just the part of the proof why it doesn't exist is, or why we didn't do it, I should say, is because we haven't been back.
Yeah.
But it's that it's incredibly difficult and there's really not much to gain from landing on the moon, is my understanding. So, yeah, I think people think it's much easier than it actually is.
Yeah. Me and my brother talk about this a lot. He likes to push my buttons about it. And I just,
he likes to touch your what?
Does he believe it or does he entertain the idea? Because I like entertaining the idea that we haven't been.
To oh, I'm in fairness, it's like one of the more fun. Like it just makes sense to like talk about. You're like, there's enough. Like there's most theories need like reason. There is a reason that they would fake doing it. So like I get it. I don't know. I think if he's drunk, he believes it. But I think usually. You
know. I would also argue to that point because I agree that. But if we had faked it and Russia found out, you have way more to lose.
Yeah. I think if we just, well.
Do you think this debate happened in the Kentucky football locker room and that's what happened with those two players?
Probably.
Fair. Yeah. Just a healthy debate just turned bad.
I was really hoping that was Gerald Mincy. That would have been awesome.
Which one? When getting beat?
When I saw there was a fight in the Kentucky locker room, I just was hoping it was Gerald Mincy.
Yeah.
It turns out that was probably from before this, like during the season last year, though.
God, imagine what happened to the guy that filmed this and leaked it everywhere.
I mean, it could have been a fake fight. We don't know. Could have been staged.
Yeah.
Was it even in the Kentucky locker room? Do we know that's exactly what it looks like?
Yeah, that's what
it looks like. Where were the shadows casted?
Mm-hmm.
I do like that there was a guy that clearly got out of the shower. He's just naked, standing up.
He's like, yo, what?
Anytime there was anything in the locker room, there's always a naked guy like, what is going on around me?
What did I just walk into?
Speaking of Texas Tech, did you guys see the nasty hip check that got all the trash thrown on the court for the basketball game?
Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
It was wild. It was like, yeah. And then the announcer, when he played it back, he's like, I don't know if there was much there for to cause the outbreak. I was like, this guy just sent his abdomen straight into the 90-degree box of the press box right there. Like, he literally, I don't know how he wasn't. He popped right back up. Props to that guy. It was on site. Like, he popped up quicker than I think you could pop up. Mm-hmm. And he was ready.
Get beat by like 20, which is bad. Oh, yeah. Getting ejected and then have to sit out the next game because you hip check somebody up 20. What are you doing?
In the video, there was a fan that got kicked out that was like six security guards sprawling him, and he was still just having the time of his life.
I was going to say, he put up a good fight.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
Do it. If you're going to do it, do it. That'd be me.
But yeah, sure. I think Dalton Connect had to go off. Yeah. For 39, because that white guy for Texas that did that hip check, he had to make up, you know, that exciting whites. He had to make up
whites,
for
that a little bit. Whites were getting a bad rap after that one.
Yeah.
Can't have that in this day and age.
Still February.
Yeah.
Speaking of being at the game, it's my stupidity. It's look, I.
You got two of those in the same one show, Joey.
Yeah. I'm more often the stupidity of myself than not. And I think it's just maybe like self-reflection at the end of the week. I kind of just realize how dumb I really am. I bit off more than I could chew before the basketball game last night. That's on me. I went a little aggressive. We got a little EP halfway through. I think this was maybe five left in the first half. I was knocked.
Was it a good nap, though?
Oh, it was like 6 minutes, and I was aware, but I was just like, I'm really tired. And you know how you're like right up under the thing, so it was a little dark and stuff, and I was like,
cozy.
I did feel pretty good, but we got back up.
Stack beers on top of your head?
I should have let it happen. I would have got something out of it. Wouldn't be a stupidity at that point.
Man.
But now I think I'm gonna have to start falling asleep at every game.
Did you wake up and Dalton Connect just in the middle of his run?
Yeah.
When did you wake up?
Halftime?
Game was over. No, like, no, it was like right before
half. Or maybe that was during halftime. I don't know. It was like right before.
You woke up and watched Red Panda, didn't you?
I remember I like woke up and we were doing the halftime show. It was like some dude playing the
Red Panda. No,
it would have been awesome. What's the like the PVC pipes that you bang and it makes the noise and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What a lame halftime show for that.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I was like, is this it? Are we going to get like some flames or something? Like, you're going to
go for this?
I was like, I'm going back to bed. It's ridiculous. we've been on fire with the halftime shows lately. That the dog frisbee one from like 2 weeks ago.
Love the dog frisbee one.
Yeah.
Anything they're doing jump rope. Hard to
beat. I wonder if they would ever consider dog fighting, or if that's is that are we still against that? Where do we stand?
If you let those dogs fight, I think it'd be a good show. I think
Mike Vick's out of jail.
Yeah. I don't think it's cool now, but I think it's maybe not okay. As frowned upon.
Okay. All right.
I'm not advising it.
But I'm yeah. We're not advocating. We're just asking the question. Could you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a no. I think like with dogs, you have to have that. Oh, it's such a good boy.
Not to the death. No. Like you think they're having fun.
You want play fight? Okay.
I want them to have fun out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you watch the dogs fight, you're like, oh, but they're like growling and barking at each other.
Yeah.
And you let it go on for a minute, and then you're like, oh, one of them's really mad, and you get them off of them. Maybe that. Yeah.
Okay.
Like French bulldogs fighting, like I don't even think they can open their mouth that much to like do damage, but that'd be funny. Like for a halftime show, just put two like 12-pound French bulldogs in the middle of court and just let them go at it. You're not going to do anything. You can bet on them. Like one's in a red and one's a white jersey. Honestly,
my dogs did get charged by a French bulldog one time, and it was
they're feisty, dude. They're all bark.
Just let the dogs play. Just let them go at it. Who cares? Only if they want to. How about that? We let them volunteer.
Volunteers only.
They have to
sign a waiver. Uh-huh. Put their paw on the dotted line.
Yeah. There you go. Ink the paw.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
I try to do that with my dog, and it's impossible. You forget dogs have nails.
I think Bruce -500 against any other dog.
You know, he can go, but I think at the end of the day, he's too much of a pussy to actually like really bring someone down. Like
we don't want a death fight, right? We want to like just push the limits.
He's too much of a bro. I feel like
He just wants to chill.
You know, I mean, he's sleeping right now on my couch, not even on his bed. A little spoiled. Let's find out. Bring your best dog. I'll bring my best dog.
More important issues, dog fights next week, guys.
to FBI, PETA, whoever's listening, not real.
Not real.
But
also, like, I feel like you could do like corgi or wiener dog races every week and people would come for that.
Oh, actually, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not dog fight. We'll do dog races.
Yeah.
But if they also run into each other, that's on them. We didn't encourage it. It's just two competitors going at it.
There's like one section where we can like bet during it. That'd be awesome.
We'll have dogs on a bench. That way, if two get into it, we can clear the benches.
Mm-hmm. Just ready to go. Well, now that
this is all getting back into dog fighting, I feel like we just really need to I need to get it out of my system at this point and just watch it happen and say, all right, that was nasty. You don't want to do it again.
Well, now that we've announced it, I'm sure I can think of a Twitter page that'll probably come out in a week and say that they're going to do a dog fight. So,
sponsored dog fight. That's what we should start doing. Just start putting out the most absurd ideas. And
well, if we tweet about it, probably like 10 minutes later, once the Twitter notifications go off. So we'll see.
I don't think Brutus could take Smokey 10, but I'm going to be honest. This year was not a good showing for Smokey 11. Rookie year, you can always bounce back. Peyton Manning threw the most interceptions for a rookie, won 2 Super Bowls. He's in the Hall of Fame. So I'm not saying he won't be a great Smokey. I think Brutus could take Smokey 11, no problem. You're on Caleb. He's still a puppy. He's playing big boy Division I football now. So, in my mind, he's not a puppy anymore.
Yeah.
My dog's a seasoned vet. He's 11.
He is a year under his belt.
Yeah, I think Brutus could take him. Okay. Smokey 10, that dude's a monster. Smokey 11, though, he could get it for sure. He's a humper.
No, you said it.
I mean, I, I
No.
Yeah, listen, my dog is. I'm not saying I'd train him that way.
Just is guys, go check out Roback.
Okay, last thing about dogs real quick. Did you see the Detroit? Hold on. Did you see the Detroit Lions, like, pump up speech? You're going to laugh. Just hold on.
Let's see how quick he can pull this up.
When they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired. That's when the real champions come out. That's when a real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, step on the porch. That's like a big dog's feet. Fucking feel.
That was on Hard Knocks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's Mark Williams.
Do puppies piss on the porch that much?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen a puppy piss on a porch.
I don't think I have either.
I guess because they're not trained.
They piss everywhere.
And then like your two options are piss on the porch like a puppy or you'd be a big dog and eat. I don't know what that just two very different options.
Big dogs don't piss.
Yeah. Apparently.
And puppies don't eat.
It's a James question.
Yeah. And I think most dogs eat nowadays. They're domesticated, so they would probably eat on the porch.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that speech is it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it does fire me up.
When you listen to it,
it served its purpose.
When you're in that huddle, you're like, hell yeah, I will get off this porch. I will never piss on this porch. Don't doubt me. Yeah, you're welcome for showing you all that video. Don't ever doubt me again.
That we've just seen.
That you what?
I'm fired up.
That we've already seen. That was like 2 years old.
When did you see it?
He didn't play for the Lions last year.
You watch Hard Knocks now?
Saints now, right?
I watch Hard Knocks every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've seen that. I mean, I've seen the clip.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have too. I just got it sent to me today, and it reminded me. So sorry, Landon.
It's okay. All right, guys, go check out Roback. Roback.com. Get you 20% off your first purchase if you use promo code More Important Issues. Great quality polos, hoodies, Q zips. Joggers, pants, whatever you need, they got it. Go check out roback.com. Again, promo code More Important Issues, 20% off your first purchase. Do it. Guys, that's all we got. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.